Mishami climbed off Samaches. Gemara's going to now try to understand the halacha of the Mishnah, second halacha of the Mishnah. We discussed yesterday, after the Mishnah, where we see the Isser of Bimazriya, of planting Kalayim, and the Isser of Bimakayim, which we said was a Machlekes, whether you're over Malkus or not, for the Kim aspect of it, we have a Machlekes or Kim in the Chachamim. And now the Gemara discusses the next halacha of the Mishnah of that Kalayim is Asur Bahana. Where do we get that it's Asur Bahana? So the Gemara wants to know. Where do we get that it's Asur Bahana? So the Gemara says, Nemakan says over here by Kloy Kerem Pentecostes, should become Asur, should be Mukta, should become Asur. Nemal Halon by Avodah Zarah state Pen Tivakesh, but you should be attracted to it. So there's a no over there that we're gonna say a shove of the stoop sokim. My pen omer ba'alan osabana. Just like over here, the pen refers to osabana by Avodah Zarah is clear. Pen, so to all the same lashon, the word pen by Kalayim, by Kalei Kerim is also by Nazir. Well, same thing is also by Nazir. So Xera Shava tells us that both of them are considered Usher Bahana. Avodah Zarah is very clear, so I told over here as well. So the Gemara, I'll give you another source, another passage. Here's the Bari Malad, another Alaka. If you don't want to use this drush, I'll give you another drush. Ne'emal Khan says over here by Kalei Kerim, Pentecostes, Ne'emal Halon, and it says over there about a person who doesn't Isser Arayas. Lagabi din Isser Arayos, Tavuz lo siya Kodesh b'nei Yisrael, should not be considered a Kodesh. The Lashon Kodesh is a Lashon of Hekdesh, which is a Lashon of Isser Arayos. We know like a Kedushin is it, Lashon Kedusha, Lashon Tyra, Lashon Tyra. But Kodesh is referred to as a woman who is Zoyna. So referred to the same idea, Lashon Zoyna, the same Alayzah, the Kodesh. The Kodesh meant Tikdash. It could be so. Now, like the Rambam, all the Masbano, the Lord Hekish over there, it's also by no. I've kind of Masbano. So, two over here, the Kodesh means by Yisrael, no, by Klai Kerem is also by no. The same Lashon. In fact, what kind of drush is that? Kodesh also by no. Do we say that a Kodesh, the person who did an Yisrael Aveir, an Yisrael Arayas, also by no? There's no Yisrael no. In other words, a person went ahead. He's a storekeeper, and he went and did an Yisrael Arayos. You can't go buy from him. You can't go sell him something. You can't buy something. You can't be a nana from him. We don't find such a law. So what does that mean? Kodesh Asubana. It's not Asubana. So he said, no, Amar Akun, what it means to say, be also Asubana. The act of Maisa, the Yisrael that he did, that is, that's Asubana. That, in other words, that you can't do. He himself has not become Asur. The person who did the Aveira doesn't become Asur. But the Chayfet Shalisa, the Maisa Isur, the Bia itself, that's considered Asur. And that Asur, over here also, Pentiyaki, the same halakha should be applied as well. That's the second drasha where we see that should be Asur by not by Klayim. The third drasha, by Zimishvat, another third drasha, the Amrav Kanina, Pentikadesh, says halakha Pentikadesh, Pentukad Ba'esh. Tikadesh, break up the word, it means Tukad Ba'esh should be burnt with fire. So it's like Kalei Kerem telling you that look is that you have to destroy it. You can't be nana from it, that you have to destroy it with fire. It should be burnt with fire. Now this is an interesting Machlokes Achreinim, which in the Trenes Arichas in the Paiskim, whether a din of Taka Kalayim is that to be burnt. We know that it's also by Noah, that the Mishnah says, Kuliyama lo pligi. But the question is this a drusha? Just telling you halacha, you can't be nano, or does it actually mean you might be a daim and you're supposed to burn it? You actually burn it. Is it just a reshus, or is it a chiyuv that one has to do? So that's the machlokes of the achronim in great detail. See, the mechaskinich and others, what the halacha actually is, the Torah is mechayvi to beish, or it's only a lesson or limud that it can't be also by no. Now the Gemara discusses the halacha. The Isser of Kalayim, Kasivlis, I'm going to go Kalayim, Melamech, Enu Chayiv, Yinat Chayiv. When we say there's an Isser of Kalayim to plant Tvua and Gefen, what's the halacha? What is the minimum? You have to have that there's two different minim, two species of grain or seeds that's in a Kerem. So, you know, it's not one alone isn't enough. You have to have two in order to be considered an Issa, the rice of the Sizra Karmacha. This is the words of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah learns in the Drasha that it has to be considered, you did two, it has to be two, which means total of three species. Two of the Zrayim, two different Minim of Zrayim, and one Gefen in order to be considered an Issa, the rice, that is the halakha of Kloy Kerem. Kloy Zerayim is different. Kloy Zerayim doesn't require it. Even one-on-one is an Asur. But Kloy Kerem, Dafka is a din where you have two in one. That's Shita Rav Yoshia. Yonah Sinama, Afil Minachot. No, Yisur Kliya Kerem is the same as Kliya Yisroyan. Even if you have one min and the vinyan and the kerem, it's enough. It's enough to be considered Yisur Kliyim. You don't have to have two. You don't have to have three. All you have to have is two. One and one. It's already considered an Isser of Kalayim. Now the Gemara tries to understand the Machlokas of Yonos and Rav Yoshi. At that time, Yonos on Ksiv State the Mosav Gemara Kabbal. Those then Aizat Avinemu with Torah said let's Sidra Kabbal Kalayim. Torah said you can't go ahead and soak Kalayim. Mashma there's a separate Isser for Kalayim. You have to have more than one. Gemara again tries to understand Rav Yoshi of Yonos and Machlokas of Yonos and Rav Yoshi. At that time, Yonos on Ksiv State the Sidra Kabbal. You can't go and say you feel you can't plant Kalayim. It's Isser Kalayim. Which thing Torah says you look at be a separate din of Kalayim? To tell you a separate din of a Chumrah, not even 1 minute goes ahead. This is the source of Yochanan's halakha. In other words, Yoshia says the Pasuk says Kalayim Loshon Rabim, which means you have to have two seeds and one vine to be considered a Kalayim. And if Yonason's drush is the fact that it's a Chumrah, referring to the Simchah, it says it twice, a din drusha, a Chumrah, that even one min. You have is already considered Nisur Kalayim, you get Malkus for it. Faith to Gemara, attach of Yoshia. Gemara says, what about Roshi's halacha? Roshi said you need two. So those are the Kalayim. What does he do? Lay the different Kalayim. What's the Pussy tell you? According to him, what does the Torah tell you an extra for? What do you already need an extra Pussy? But Yoshin is right. The extra Pussy is Mashma, that it's a din of two. The Chiddush, the Chumrah is that even one's good enough. So Roshi says you need two. What does he do with the extra Pussy? What do you need it for? So the Gemara says, Chavin Amr, the Chumler Nasraya, telling you a special din of Asra, warning. Shame Hishuba Mishum Satlak, if he just give you a warning, just if you're feeling you're lucky, you get Malkus on it, then a lucky is that, you get a lucky, Mishum Kamaka lucky. Then only one of them tell a lucky, because if you carry, you get a lucky. You get a separate thing for Kloy Karim. You don't only get Satkulat, because if you didn't climb in your fields, you just didn't have Kloy Zroyan. But even Kamaka, let's say, separate Drusha, you get Malkus, just if it's your Karim. Forget about Sada's Kloy Zroyan, but even Kloy Karim is considered Asa. You need the pasuk to tell you a separate halacha, klay kerem. You would think that it's only din of same halacha, klay zeroyim, klay kerem has one din. A malchus is one din. No, the chiddush is zakavyoshia that klay kerem has a separate din. Is a separate din of malchus for there as well. So therefore, one is for klay kerem, one's for klay zeroyim. That's what the Torah is lashon rabim. But male, that's what the Torah tells you the extra pasuk for. So that's the so now. So he's zakavyoshia learns from there. So therefore. Yeah, that's the machlok. If Yonason doesn't learn it for this drush, he learns it if the drush is that even Menachon. But if Yoshe uses the pasuk, he can tell you a separate lav, separate malchus for Kloy Zeroyim and Kloy Karen, therefore you don't have an extra pasuk, therefore you need two minim. So tomorrow another pshat, I'm of Yobinakia. Litin lo shia keres, maybe the Torah is telling you to give an extra deer. Another shear. What does it mean? In the Gobai Gabi Kais Royim Shisha Tvachim, the Torah says you have to have six Tvachim of each other. You need a space, which we already established before Durapani, you have to have a six Tvachim. But over here, by Kloy Kerem, Abba Amos, you need to have four Amos. That's a Kiddush. It's a much more of a different halacha. So you have a two halacha, two psukim, that you have to have a different more. You have to have a bigger space between the two of them. Maybe that's the Kiddush of the psukim, that you have to have a larger space. And Mela, therefore, that's what the Torah is telling you, such a halakha. That it'd be over in Isser. It's not enough that you have four amas away, like by Kloy Zerim. But rather, you need more than six tefachim. You need to have four. Even four amas would be enough of a space to be there. Maybe that's what the Torah is telling you, that extra drasha. That's the reason for the extra drasha. So the Gemara says, if that's the Kiddush, Gemara says, if that's the so, back to the question, what do we have the extra Pusik for? What is the Pusik going to go for? Then if that's the Kiddush of the Pusik's telling you, then the question is, Ma Kekayam, and then what are we dealing with it? The Gabi, the extra Pusik. Torah is telling you, have an extra two Pusukim. One is a separate Framas, one is a separate six Tvachim. As long as you have a fence between them, it's good enough. The question is, what is the purpose? What's the Kiddush over here? What are we dealing with in the case over here? You have to have a fence to make a step. You know, it's a gedim if name. The case where your person made a fence in his vineyard, and you have it, and you go ahead two seeds in that you fenced in two seeds. Then now, but the kerem. Then you did that. You close with the kerem. The kerem is a separation. So now there's no din kliyim because the kerem is separate. You put the kerem as a separate thing. The fence separates the seeds from the vineyard. Then there should be no din kliyim kerem at all. That's not that. That can't be the case because the vade knows no din kliyim. To my case, where you made the fence outside the vineyard, now you have both in that same vineyard, in the same kerem, you have two seeds in a kerem. Say a machul. Then the question of fence is considered a machul. It's considered the perimeter, which you already said earlier, that the halakas has to be, in order to be considered more, you have to have a further space. You have to have, not four is kind of good enough. You have to have at least 12. We already said machul, we take the area of the circle, we include the whole area. It's all considered one part of the clay of the karam. You need it in a bigger space. The halakha is yet to say you have to have four amos, so it can't be four amos, it would be more than that. So then what is the case when saying we have a fence, four amos is good enough? Manavshach. Again, we're trying to understand Rabun's halakha. If it's four amos, the fence is outside, separating the karam, there's nothing to climb at all. Elamites are inside, it's surrounding the karam, the vine, the gefen, and the zrayim. Then it's not, you have to have 12 because the fence is not lamachal and it separates it. It's considered a perimeter of the vineyard, which is incorporated into the vineyard. Maybe you have to have more than that. So what's the case that we're talking about? A field. A person makes a fence in a field. It was a field of grain. And you cleared 4 amos in the middle to go ahead and put a different type of grain in there. Now, there's more than 6 tvachim apart from each other, but they're in 4 amos of a karam. What's the halakha in such a case? Do we say it's good enough? The Gemara says over there, the grain that's around it, we consider as if it's bringing together the 2 grains. And mela, you have 4 amos of a separation of a grain. That's good enough. And mela, therefore, you don't have a makal karam. You only have to consider as if it's one growth. And mela, therefore, it's not back to the original halakha, you only need 4. What's pshat? When do we say that it's a makal karam? You have to have 12, 4 is not enough. If the way the tavua is set, in a sense, like a perimeter fence, like acting like a perimeter, it incorporates the whole area into the karam. So if you need a larger space of a separation. But if we're saying now that the tavua is separates the 2 tavuas is minimal, and therefore the tavuas are considered as if it's one sort of field of tavua, and you have the requisite 4 amos away, then the getter is not insignificant, and therefore the halakha is you have a separation enough of 4 amos away from the karam. If Rabban says in such a case it would be considered acceptable, and it would not be considered klein, that would be considered a mutter to do. So if that's so, the Gemara is telling you, therefore would be no issue to climb in such a case. Gemara says, where do we see it from? Where do we see that such a case would be mutter? How do we understand what the case would be? So Gemara says, Asikar the Machanina, Eina Osin Nasa Mechitzel Hatzel. When it goes, a person goes ahead. That which causes kalayim to make an issue kalayim can't be a mechitza to save some of the kalayim, which means you make the tavua itself is what makes the thing usher. You can't use a tavua that to make the usher to be considered like a fence to separate the kalayim. So on the meaning said, Al Khachamim said, oh, you said Nasmachitza. You can make a Yuguza Machitza. You go ahead and use the Tavua as considered like a Machitza to separate the Kalayim. So Mela, therefore, do we say that's the Machloikas, the Akrayim, Machloikas in Amarayim here? Do we say that this thing applies? Is it a Din Khurra Kula? To take the Tavua that's growing, that's standing, and to make that Tavua to go ahead and consider it as part of the a wall to be considered to separate, make it ice kalayim. How can you do it? How can you use the actual thing to make it an issue kalayim? So therefore, that's the good for the shayla of the two tzadim. So the male of the bag, now we're going to understand my clock of Yoshua and Yoshua a little better. Hadaita of Yonasan, not of Yonasan, what's the pusik telling you the extra pusik for? What the Torah tell you the extra low, you can't have low sudsik because you don't already have the word kalayim altogether. We already took out the word kalayim. So Gemara said, if you took out the word kalayim, the Torah said, doesn't even say sotol lesidus kalayim. Le'ez adav enema, losidu kama kalayim. I already had kalayim once. So what's kalayim a separate? What are you saying in a separate time for? And the Gemara said, we said the pasuk tells you, lamalam to tell you, what do you have to say this for? The Torah is already telling you halacha. But first, halacha is considered a disu kalayim. So lamalatama, what do you have to say it for? What do you have to go tell you pshat, an extra pasuk, pshat in the pasuk? You don't have to say Lama Adama, you don't have to say Torah to tell you that. I know the Yisra dry, I know the Yisra already. What's the point? So the Gemara says, oh, Ayyam and Rav Zera, that Rav Zera says, I'm a Kalayim, Iker Karamacha. To my case, with Iker is Kalayim. When you bring it into your field, Kalayim of Tizra, you can't go ahead and use it as Kalayim. In other words, you can't look Kalayim of Tizra, you can't do Kalayim. Which means, what's the extra Drasha coming along? Telling you according to Rav Zera, that you should not go ahead and make your vineyard Kalayim. What does that mean? Ikur kamacha means that the ikur of your karmacha, which is this, the thing that you're bringing in, that break it into a being, climb on somebody, can't go ahead and make it as Kalayim. In other words, the Torah took out the word Kalayim from the Pasig. I would think that maybe the Issachar Kalayim is only where you're already going ahead, you have a Kerem, and you're planting now other Minim, other Mini Zroim into your field. That's what Torah says in Issachar Kalayim. You're planting into your Kerem. Torah says, the Torah used the Lashon L'Sizuka Kalayim. You're making the Kalayim by planting it into a Kerem. However, in a case where there's not a kerem, but you're first planting together grain, and now you're planting together the geffen, doing it at the same time. But my pull is yad and one maisa, maybe there's no issa derais on that. The issa derais only to take a kerem and plant zeroyim. Maybe that's the issa. Comes the Kiddush and tell you, doesn't make a difference in you. It shouldn't be considered even to make the kalayim. Whether it was there before, or the extra pasuk could tell you, although she's telling you that you chayev, even if you go ahead and planting it b'shas ma'isa, and you're making the kalayim, you're making the kerem, and you're creating the kerem, you're creating the kalayim, that's also considered nisa daraisa, no difference between the two, and that's what the extra pasuk is going for, and that's what the Torah tells you, the isser is on any level, whether you're making the minim, you're planting it b'shmei minim b'yakad, or whether it's there before, either way, it's the same isser daraisa, of an issue of Kamakalos Israel.